Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, on the line, I'm joined this evening by a servant of the Lord, Pastor Sylvester Makubele, on Intimate Moments, the Wednesday edition. And I'm so excited that we are going to have a good time after the Nation of God, South Africa, has voted. We are celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Good evening and welcome, servant of the Lord.
Good evening, servant of the Lord, and good evening to all our listeners. Well, we thank God He is able to do what man cannot do. And even today, tonight, we want to reverence Him, want to give Him all the praise because He's the one who deserves.
I love that, Mfundisi. You reminded me about Paul and Silas. It says, during midnight, by Yimbelela in prison. So we are reflecting on the goodness of the Lord. And I suppose there is a scripture that you would love to read so that we may talk nicely so and say, there is something good that comes from the Lord, and God is a good God.
Yes, Nandawa Hos, yes, men of God. But I also like the Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
As you talk about the Paul and Silas, they are the good example of praising the God, for praising God.
Because they
praise God outside and inside of prison. And the prison one was very remarkable.
Indeed.
Yes, because we remember the miracle that happened, that they were released out of God's intervention. So we thank God tonight, men of God. We thank God because even this book of Psalms, chapter number 148, if we look at it from verse 1 to number 14, this portion of scripture is actually reverencing, praising God, the Psalm of David. It says, and it says from verse number 1, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the height, which means you can praise Him from anywhere. Heaven, you can praise Him. So he said, praise Him from heavens. I believe he's talking about the angels. He's talking, remember Lucifer when he was still in heaven, they used to praise the Lord. So he said, praise Him even in heaven. Verse number 2, praise Him, all His angels.
I love it.
Praise Him, all His hosts. So here it talks about praise Him, all His angels. I think the first verse and the second verse, they go together because the first one says, praise Him from heaven. The second one, praise Him, all angels. And there is a connection between the angels and the heaven.
Amen.
As I said, they always reverence, they always praise and magnify Him from the heaven. And he said, number 3, praise Him, sun and the moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. This one, men of God.
Yeah.
Remind me of Psalm chapter number 1, chapter number 8, verse 1 to 6.
Yes.
It says, when I consider thy heaven, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what is man, son of man, that you are so mindful of him? You have given him all authority and all dominion. So he said in verse number 3, of chapter number 8 of Psalms, when I consider thy heaven, the moon and the stars. Here in number 3, chapter number 148, verse 3, it says, praise Him, sun and the moon. And the verses from chapter number 8, it confirms that He made the sun and the moon.
Oh, yes.
And the stars.
Oh, yes.
Amen. So, even the sun and the moon should bow down in praising Him. Praising Him, men of God.
I love the way you started the connection between Psalm 148, servant of the Lord, and Psalm 8 as well. Do we basically understand, servant of the Lord, the power and the value of lifting up our hands to the Lord and say, Wakwetsima ulonene, you are the King of Kings?
Men of God, I wish we can understand the power of actually praising Him.
Mm.
The power of lifting up His name.
Oh, yes.
I was talking the other time on the Hosea chapter number 4, verse 6, when it said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
I hear you.
My people destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
Now, if we knew, if all of us knew how important and powerful it is to praise the our living God, we will be all in our knees most of the time. We will be praising Him in the car.
Yes.
When I'm in my bike.
Yes.
When I'm in my bicycle. When I'm at gym. Wherever I am, if I had this knowledge that the Bible talks about, it, that people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And it's not my people.
Mm.
It's not other people. It's the people within the house of God that Prophet Hosea was talking about, to say that you people in the house of God, I wish you could have the knowledge.
Yes.
The knowledge of how big is your God.
Praise the Lord.
So we praise the Lord. And men of God.
My brother.
The Psalms, as we are on the book of Psalms, chapter number 148, verse number 4 now. Praise Him, you highest heaven, and you waters above the heaven. It talks about the heaven. It talks about the waters, the water, the oceans, and the seas.
Mm-hmm.
This is to confirm that all this are wonders that God made. So it just confirms that He is the owner of the heaven and the earth.
Mm.
He's the owner of the waters, of the oceans, all the waters. So number 5 says, let them praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
For he commanded and they were created. This is beautiful, man.
I love that. He commanded and they were created.
So this verse actually makes us to see that God has created us so that we can praise Him.
Hmm.
Because the Bible says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created.
Oh, yes.
They were created. So it talks about the nature.
Hmm.
It talks, number one, it talks about the nature. The Lord commanded. Remember, the Lord said, let there be, and there was. Let there be, there was. Let there be waters, and there was.
Let
there be earth, and there was. Let there be trees, and there was. Let there be animals. So he said, praise Him because He commanded and they were created. So everything on earth, everything that has been created was created by God. Therefore, every now and then, His creation, His nature, His people must actually continue to praise Him.
I love that. When you say His people, the nature included, Pastor Makubele, must always bow down and lift up our hands. In 30 seconds, let me read verse number, where is it? Verse number 5.
Yeah.
Or verse number 6. He established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. So can you see that the power of God is still at work even today in 30 seconds?
Men of God, that's true.
Yeah.
He established them forever and ever.
Ah.
He gave a decree and it shall not pass away.
Yes.
Men of God, governments will pass away.
Amen.
The time and the season of every government will come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
The times and season of every mortal being will come to an end. But this one, it says, He gave a decree and it shall not pass away.
Hold it there, Pastor Makobela. He's talking about worship and praise on intimate moments. Mfundisi.
Tatana Mfundisi.
What a brilliant, brilliant discussion that we are having. And worship and praise, glorifying the Lord. Yimisa maboko ya hina Mfundisi. Wakwetsima, wakwetsima, unamatimba wena. Talk more about Psalm 148, Mfundisi.
Man of God, as you, your introduction, man, it blesses me that we raise and lift up our hands and say, wakwetsima, wakwetsima.
Mm.
And man of God, we talked the last time about people being destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
But if we have the knowledge like Paul and Silas had when they were in prison, many prisons will be broken and will be set free.
Mm.
Prison of fear, prison of lack, whatever kind of prison that people are, if we know the power of praising God, all the prisons, just like the prison of Paul and Silas, that break off, even our prison, whatever kind of prison that a person might be, man of God, it will be broken off. Now, men of God, we are continuing the power of praising and worshiping God. And we started before to talk about Psalms chapter number 148, verse number 1 to 14. Today, let us start from the verses number 7 to 14. The Bible says in verse number 148, verse number 7, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all dips, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, and mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone exalted, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Verse number 14. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Praise the Lord, men of God.
I love that, Mfundisi, because it's like the Lord is calling us to the altar call of saying, see my goodness, see the greatness of the Lord. Mfundisi, why should we lift up our hands and say, you are holy, even though things are not going our way?
Men of God, the verses, verse number 5.
Yeah.
It talks, let's see verse number 5.
Let me read it for you.
Yes, man of God.
It says here, hey, my family, we are reading Psalm 148. Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, man of God.
You said verse number 5, ne?
Yes.
For he commanded and they were established. Okay. For he commanded,
yes,
and they were created. Yeah. He commanded and they were created. Number 6. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. But number 7 says, praise the Lord from the earth, you great creatures and all depth, fire and snow, hail and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his word. I love it.
Yeah, I love it, man of God. So, the question is, why should we praise the Lord?
Amen.
Whether in all seasons, in all conditions.
Yeah.
So we praise him because the Bible said in verse number five, to say that he commanded and everything came into being.
Amen.
Ourselves, he created us. He took time to create us.
Yes.
So we need to praise him. The second thing is we need to praise him because even if things are not going well,
yeah,
it was not going well with Paul and Silas, them praising and worshiping God, we saw the victory. We saw the defeating of this injustice. So we saw them coming out because they were praising the Lord. They were in prison praising the Lord.
Amen.
So we saw them coming out. And men of God, let me also say, Isaiah say you must praise the Lord. According to Isaiah, he said in verse number 25, verse 1, he said, "O Lord, you are my God.
Oh, yes.
I will exalt you.
Praise the Lord.
I will praise your name.
Mm.
For you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithful."
Amen.
"Faithfulness and truth."
Huh.
So Isaiah is praising him because he's saying, "You have done wonderful things to me. I praise you because you have done wonderful things to me."
Mvunis, I love that. I will praise him because you have done wonderful things. I think we should hold that attitude. You are great, Lord. You are omnipresent. You have done wonderful things. You have saved us. Continue, man of God.
Yes, man of God. And David, in the book of Psalms, chapter number 28, verse 7.
Yeah.
He gave his reasons of praising the Lord.
Talk to me.
And he said, "My reason of praising the Lord is this one." He said, "The Lord is my strength and my shield."
Amen.
"My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him." So he's saying, I'm praising him because it's my strength. I'm praising him because it's my shield. I praise him because it's my strength.
Mm.
I praise him because it's my shield. So David is saying that God gave me the strength with what I've gone through, the challenges that I've went through, but he gave me strength. So I praise him because of that. He said, not only that, but I praise him because he's my shield.
Amen.
He's my protector.
Mm.
When the bullets come from all directions, the Lord is my shield.
Amen. I love that. Let me read verse number 14, the Psalm 148, Pastor Makubele and the family.
Yes, man of God.
He said, "And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him." But verse number 13 says as well, Mfundisi, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent." You know, excellent. You are kind. You are wonderful. Go ahead,
wonderful.
Mfundisi.
Yeah, men of God, that is good. Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Right.
Who are those that should be praising the name of the Lord?
I love that. I love that. Yes.
It's someone who is listening to us this morning.
This evening.
They let them
this
all
evening. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So
yes.
All of us, we don't know what circumstances you are in now as you listen to us tonight.
Yes.
But whatever circumstances that you are going through, you might have no money.
Hallelujah.
You might have no food.
Hallelujah.
You might have going through divorce.
Hallelujah.
You might have been going through tough time.
Yes.
You might have going through loss and grief.
Mm.
But the Bible says, let them praise the Lord, including you. Because we have realized that when you praise the Lord, the God comes in for you. He came in for Paul and Silas in prison. He cannot manage not to come to you circumstances, not to come to a rescue.
Yeah.
So he will come to your rescue, man of God.
Pastor Makubele on Intimate Moments, the Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for delivering the word about praise and worship. The Lord bless you, servant of the Lord.
The Lord bless you, my pastor. God bless you.
Nice, nice.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.